Well, you got something coming up that's actually going to be a lot of fun, but also helps out the First Niners Club. What's going on, when, and where?
Yes, at the Forrest Roberts Theater this Saturday night at 7:30, we are doing a benefit for the First Niners Club, and it's called Three Tenors of the Upper Peninsula, or Three Tenors of the UP,
okay,
depending how you want to go about looking at it. And it is myself, Rusty Bowers, and Jeff Spencer, and we have Jan Broderson playing the keyboards for us from the high school. And we will be singing roughly about an hour and 20-minute show.
Are we theming this, or is it just various songs?
It's basically Broadway music, mm-hmm. mostly. We're in the theater, so we're doing
yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. Yes, imagine. Mostly Broadway music and a few standards, American standards, but should be a really good time.
Where'd the idea come from?
Actually, it came from Denise Clark. Denise Clark has directed the show, and she basically would tell you right now that she dreamt it one night. She was sleeping, and she dreamt this idea. We're always thinking she's a board member.
If you know Denise, you'll buy that.
You would. she's on the board mm-hmm. of the First Niners Club, and they're always looking for ways to raise money, different kinds of benefits. And we've done, as you know, a number of things in the past. Sure. And she thought, we've got these three guys. It's a great idea. Why don't we do that? Do a one-night deal and see what we can make.
And I'm sure it was very difficult to convince the three of you, knowing just how shy and introverted you and the gentleman are.
Yes, but, no question. It was she really, really had to come twist and just beg us, beg us.
No, what did you think when she brought the idea to you?
I thought it was a really interesting idea. I love singing. And I love to be able to perform. And, I tend to do a lot of these things myself. I'll do solo shows. But when she came with the idea of doing a trio, as it were, that was kind of refreshing for me, because I didn't have to sing every song. And also the idea that, you get to do some numbers together with some other people.
Well, these are two guys that you know very well, too. But at the other side of the coin, all three of you bring different elements to the table. There must have been some challenges in the initial rehearsals. Be like, okay, I'm going to take this part. No, maybe I'm not going to take that part. Well, maybe you shouldn't take that part. Was there some of that?
Or I don't know. There was actually a lot of that. I think that she had sat down and thought about what songs that we do. She put a lot on our lap and said, what do you guys want to sing? She knows the songs mm-hmm. that are really strong for us. And so we made some suggestions. And then for the group numbers, she came up with a few of the numbers that she really likes that she knew we would do fine with. So in splitting them apart, that really hasn't been much of a problem, except for if anything's really low. There are a couple notes, and Rusty always goes, no, give that to that guy. Yeah, he Rusty has a very high voice. So
how have rehearsals been? Has it been a lot of fun? It sounds like it's going to be a fun evening.
Yes, we've had a delightful time. We've been rehearsing actually in the choral room over at the high school.
Really?
Yeah, and Jan Broderson, who has just volunteered to do this, is just such a great lady, and she's been there working the music with us, and it's just been kind of like going back to college again, because although I didn't go to college with Jeff, he's of the same age, and I did go with Rusty. It was like being in rehearsal for shows again, and I went with Denise also. So
is this a black tie affair for the three tenors? Are we expecting tuxes and tails, or what are you thinking about?
It's hard to say. Kind of trying to decide on that right now. I don't think that I will be any kind of tux. I'm not fond of ties when I sing, and usually I'll start with one, but by the end of the evening,
you're like
changing characters
coach
and
on
songs.
The sideline. Yes, start off
pretty much off, and then they dump the bucket of stuff on top of my head.
Well, if it's
shower for the three tenors,
three tenors at a UP, it's toques and tails or something like that.
So you guys had to wear flannel underneath.
Of course, definitely.
No, we didn't.
Gives a whole new Escanaba to Moonlight feel to it, doesn't it? Yeah, the three tenors at a UP. There it is at 7:30 on Saturday evening, all to benefit the First Niners Club. Paul, since we have you here. The First Niners Club is
an affinity club for the Forrest Roberts Theater. What we do is we have a board, a First Niners Club board, but people donate from all across, indeed across the UP and the Marquette area to help support the students of the Forrest Roberts Theater program. This helps them with scholarships. It helps pay the artistic interns that we have, our graduate artistic interns. And it helps pay fees for conferences, for students to go to auditions, to go on field studies, any number of things. It's a wonderful club, and we've been very successful for the last 30 years.
Well, there have been physical improvements to the theater thanks to your efforts and things like that. So there's a lot of tangible things that people can see, too.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of our equipment for our technical side of the theater has been bought by the First Niners Club, from microphones on the stage to sound systems to any number of things, lighting, all of that.
How does one get involved with that group if they are so inclined?
Well, if they want to get involved with the group, the best way to do it is to call the Forest Harvest Theater box office and say, I'd like to give to the First Nighters Club or get involved with the First Nighters Club in any way possible. I mean, obviously, money is always the biggest issue. We would like people to donate, but there's always issues of just helping out in any way you can. I mean, theater is very much that collaborative family kind of effort, so...
Well, to support the efforts of the First Nighters Club, you'll be belting out a song or two on Saturday night.
Yes, we will.
You and our friend Jeff and our friend Rusty, and again, Denise Clark directing this, and I'm reading what we have here on the Forrest Roberts Theater page here. An evening of Broadway favorites, musical selections from West Side Story, Phantom of the Opera, South Pacific, Fiddler on the Roof, and many, many more, and it's only for one night.
One night. Indeed.
I asked about the ties and the whole bit and the tuxes and all, but I noticed in the picture that Jeff and Rusty have ties on, and you're right, you don't.
I do not have a tie on.
Well, you know, you might as well be comfortable if you're going to do it, right?
That's right. Exactly. I went casual. I don't know what I'm going to wear, though, but I'm saving the suspense. It's like the red carpet. what is he going to wear?
That works for me. Now, tickets for this available, I'm assuming, box office and typical locations?
Box office and the typical locations. Best way is probably just to call FRT box office and ask to get tickets for Three Tenors of the UP.
Or you can do what I just did and logged on at nmu.edu/FRT, and you can go right to the Forrest Roberts Theater site, and all of the opportunities are there. Not just this event, but, shows upcoming. We've got everything from the scholarship nominees to the whole bit. So, great opportunity to find out all that's going on at the Forrest Roberts Theater.
With this show coming up, how long and what, you know, it's sort of not, we know what folks can expect, but, I mean, this is really kind of a mix of classics, and it's a fun evening, right?
Yeah, it's a fun evening. I mean, it'll be set in kind of a cabaret setting, although we'll be on the stage. And people, you know, it's in the Forrest Roberts Theater, so they're not sitting around tables having cocktails listening to us sing. It's more of a performance.
And knowing the three gentlemen involved in this, Three Tenors of the UP, I can guarantee you this is not going to be a very stuffy or stoic event.
No, I don't think so.
Not going to happen. Any requests?
Write them on the back of 50s, and, you know, you'll sing them. So, again, when and where?
It is the Forrest Roberts Theater coming this Saturday, March 19th at 7:30 p.m.
And we will keep talking about this as we head ever closer. Always good to see you, my friend.
Hey, good to see you guys.